Hi, I'm Jacqueline Brown, and you're listening to Mental Health and Me. I have anxiety and depression, and I've been suffering from these two illnesses for years. Through this podcast, I am sharing my journey, along with practical self-care and wellness tips to help other mental health sufferers and their loved ones cope. I hope you'll join me. Hello, and welcome to Mental Health and Me. Last week, I attempted to do this podcast on a particular subject, and it came out so poorly. My plan was to scratch that and do it all over again, but the act of doing it in the first place had taken so much out of me that I genuinely needed a week to recover. This is me starting again. For those of you who had the opportunity to, or rather the torture of, listening to the first attempt, I apologize. Now, before we get right into the theme of this episode, I'd like to give a brief overview of what happened last week and what went wrong. The first thing that happened was I attempted to create a video to put on my homepage of my blog, Mental Health and Me. It took me a few hours, scratch that, a few weeks, to psych myself up for this. I have a script, I know what I want to say, I practiced over and over until it felt less scripty, and finally, I was ready. Well, I wasn't really ready. I was still nervous. But I knew that those nerves weren't going to go away. I was ready as I'd ever be. Well, the thing of videos is that people will be watching them. That's the hope, anyway. So I couldn't simply just sit at my desk in the dark, windowless basement and begin to record. I had to have a clean, well-lit, decluttered, and perfect background area for my one-minute homepage video. Yes, I too feel this is excessive. Why shouldn't I be able to do it at my desk in the dark basement? This is the place I spend most of my time. This is the place I'm most comfortable in. This is my library. Why not create a video where I'm comfortable and have a background of shelves lined with books? According to my perfectionist husband, who does a lot of these videos, and therefore he must know better, this is a big no-no. He claims that if this is going to go on my homepage where everyone will see it, it needs to be perfect, clean, and bright. Fine. Okay. He has a point. Except that doing the video anywhere else requires more preparation on my part. Not just the obvious cleanup and computer move around, but a mental preparation. Another mental preparation in addition to the weeks it took me just to get to this point. I got this. I can do this. Plus, the sooner I do it, the sooner it will be over. So I'm all set up and ready to go. And I go. It takes me a couple of tries, and looking at myself on video while filming is just not something I can get used to. Finally, I finish, and I'm all proud of myself, and in walks my husband. Within 2 minutes, he shuts it down. He says, I said a sentence that just didn't make sense. He's wrong. Sorry, not sorry. I didn't say a sentence. I had a stutter, which was obviously a stutter, and I don't think anyone would have noticed or cared. Except him. And just like that, he deleted the video. Fine. My hard work and all that mental prep, gone. I'll do it again. This time with him listening from the other room. You know, because that makes things easier, right? I was so anxious for all of this to be done, I had a big GFY attitude, and not at all the image I wanted to portray on my homepage video. I did it anyway. I wasn't calm, I wasn't happy, but I did it. And now it was done. Now I was left with about 15 minutes to create a podcast on awkwardness, and I thought, I got this. I'm a pile of nerves right now, so awkwardness will be easy. Except it wasn't. I forgot half the things I wanted to say. I rushed through it, and because of my whole GFY attitude, I thought, well, this will have to be good enough because I'm not doing it again. And for those of you who don't know what the acronym GFY is, you can Google it. It's profane, so I won't say the whole thing, but I do find this short form an excellent use of letters. After that recording, I rush off to take my daughter to 2 back-to-back birthday parties, and I'm so exhausted. That was mentally hard, and it took so much out of me. By the second party, I dropped her off and went back to my car just to nap. I just sat in the parking lot thinking, why am I so tired? It's only 2 p.m. And even after I woke up from my nap, I hadn't been able to shake the exhaustion. I was spent, and the only thing that causes that much exhaustion is a combination of depression and anxiety. I think the anxiety was so strong I hadn't even hit depression stages. I was just battling the inner turmoil of anxiousness. And it gets worse. I then come home to find out that my husband can't use the video that I recorded from his MacBook because the quality was poor. I said, I'm not doing it again. Put it up anyway. And he responded with, "No, you don't get it. Your site will not let me load anything less than 1080p. Your video is 720p. I have no idea what this means, but I do know that 720 is a lower number than 1080, and therefore my video cannot be loaded. Two things should have happened right then, and they did in my mind. One, I should have punched my husband in the face. Two, I should have busted up his stupid MacBook, which only saves in 720p. In fact, I should have combined the two things by smashing my husband's face with his stupid MacBook repeatedly. Because yeah, you know, things got dark. I even mentioned the non-existent video on my short, scattered podcast about awkwardness, and now we can't post the podcast either because it won't make sense. So my whole morning and afternoon were all wasted. All that hard work, right down the drain. All those feelings of anxiety followed by exhaustion, all for nothing. Enter the depression phase. Fast forward to now. I know that I need to record and re-record the podcast, so I'm doing that now. I also know that I need to do that video again, but this time I'm doing the podcast first. And here's the point. It's okay to do things over. It's okay if you don't get it right the first time. And it's okay to take time in between attempts. There's no way I could have done this again last weekend. I needed a break. My body needed a break. And I listened. I still owe you a podcast on awkwardness, and so that, my friends, will be next episode. For now, I'll just say that I know I'm not perfect. I don't pretend to be perfect. My goal is to survive each day, not be perfect. In fact, I'm really okay with my imperfections because they make me different. They make me unique. And even though I had a bad day last weekend, and I'll add here that no husbands or MacBooks were harmed in the making of these videos and podcasts, I overcame it. And you can too. Just allow yourself to breathe. Allow yourself the time it takes to recover. Things won't be perfect, but it's really okay to try and try again until you get them to where you want them, even if it's not as perfect as other people's standards. You don't need to meet their standards. You need to be happy and confident with your own results. If you're not there now, try again. There's no harm in trying. There is harm in giving up. Keep trying. I'm here for you. I'll be your coach and offer as much guidance and support as I can. Together, we can do this. Thanks for listening to Mental Health and Me. If you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to subscribe. And if you feel it can help someone, please share with them. We don't have to struggle alone. Break the stigma surrounding mental health. Let's talk about it.